John Doe has the upper hand.
It is the Migs Cast. I am Steve Migs, along with the Reverend Infuego.
Hi.
And John Doe. Glenn Cannon.
I visited your house today.
Oh, boy.
Howdy.
Oh, dear.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of the Migs Cast.
I think every edition is going to be a special edition.
From now on, yes. Well, we're just going to jump right into it.
I'm
working on fumes. I honestly.
Me too.
Well, you went to NorwestCon. Yes. I went to a hockey tournament in Spokane, and I barely got any sleep the entire weekend there. I slept a lot yesterday, but then I had late night last night training for my big match at Battlemania. And got about 2 hours of sleep. There were a few moments during our show today that I legitimately thought I was going to pass out.
Nice.
So I had to sit down and do the show because I was like, well, if I pass out in the chair, it's a little less scary.
We didn't even have to pierce you this time.
Right.
You just drop.
It's going to land on Vicky.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
All you'd see is her feet and hands sticking out.
Help, help.
April 22nd will be the greatest day of my life.
Because everything's over for that weekend.
Because you got... Battlemania is over.
Yeah.
Bruiser Brody show is over. And then I could just chill. Because, like, I told my wife, and I should have told myself to prepare, because I was like, be ready. This is because, hey, I did the hockey tournament. This upcoming weekend on Thursday, I'm leaving for New Orleans to go cover WrestleMania and do all the wrestling stuff.
Yeah. So that sounds like a terrible time.
It's not. It's not a terrible time at all.
But, no, but I get it. I get it.
No sleep for Steve-O, for right. John Doe. And then once I get back, then it's like hardcore training to prepare for the match. And I'm sure we're going to have to work some Bruiser Brody practices in. Mm-hmm. So my wife
says, don't need to Bruiser Brody practice.
We're good for maybe one run through and we're good.
Tell her to call Tawny, because Tawny can be like, welcome to the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've got this little dry erase board I keep on the side of the fridge now with all my dates and things I have going on.
Yeah, good call.
It is. It's nice. That way Tawny never has to wonder what's going on. And honestly, now I live off of it too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll literally tell people, hey, when I get home, I'll check my schedule.
Yeah.
It's this public. But man, you look at it and it's like...
Just packed.
Yeah.
Where do I sleep?
Exactly, man.
Right.
So I can relate, man. You know, and it's never intentional. You're like, that sounds fun. That sounds fun.
Right.
That sounds fun. And the next thing you know, you don't have time to eat.
Yeah. And no, there's a few other things that have come up that are like, would be really fun opportunities that are going to be in May. And I just point blank, I was like, I can't. I just can't. Like, I have to just say no. I don't even want to think about the fear of missing out part of it all. I shouldn't even be going to WrestleMania because of what's going on and everything in my world, but it's like, I got to go to WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan's going to be wrestling. I'm even more excited.
I shoot people straight at this point. I'm like, look, man, for the sake of my sanity, I'm spread so thin, I'd love to. I just can't commit to anything.
100%
agree.
And
I'm 100% honest. Like, dude, I am spread so thin, I just can't take it.
And more often than not, people get that. There's some people where I'm just like, God, come on, dude.
I haven't had anyone be uncool, but it feel bad, you know? Like, my bro Phil from the West Seattle Wrecking Crew hit me up. He's like, dude, I'm playing the Grouse. Come down and do some songs. And my knee jerk is, man, I want to go jam with Phil. That would be great.
Right.
And then, you know, I look at my calendar and I'm like, Phil, I would rather be with you playing guitar and singing.
100%, yeah.
100%, man. But I just don't have it in me. And he's like, dude, totally understand. You know, he's my boy.
And there's times where I'm like, I just got to spend time with my, like, you know, something's going on this upcoming Wednesday with training and stuff. And my trainer guy's like, oh, you can see you? I'm like, he's like, you got to spend some time with your wife, huh? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, do that.
See, you're a good man. I usually just like, hey, Tawny, guess what we're going to do Wednesday?
You're going to watch me train. It's going to be fun.
I'm dragging you to this. No, that's not true.
I know it's going to be the last time you see me before I leave again for the second straight weekend.
I've gotten better.
Yeah.
I really used to be like that. I used to drag that poor girl everywhere. And then, you know, I think as I matured, I was like, man, this really isn't cool. And she's really a saint.
You know what's funny with my wife? I think she would get easily annoyed if I tried to drag her to all the things I'm doing, like go to WrestleMania, come to Spokane. Like, I think the fact that I don't bother her and let her just hang out at home with our dog, which is what is her favorite thing to do more than hanging out with me, that makes her happy. Like, she's like, oh, I don't mind if you're busy. Just don't make me busy, because I like being a homebody. I'm like, fair enough.
Yeah, don't stress me out, too.
Right, like, I like not having you here. I get to watch what I want with our puppy, and then you come home and I'm asleep. This is a great marriage. No.
So you're saying she's not going to be your valet when you go out?
No, but she'll be there.
Man, it makes me want to get like one of Steve's wedding photos. And remember in school, if the kid was sick the day of photos, they had that black silhouette and it said like absent or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all of his wedding pictured. Shots. Yeah, not pictured. Just put the little silhouette head on Steve. Not pictured.
So that's why I'm just working on fumes at this point. But the thing I want that's so funny, we're like already 10 minutes in, and I'm like, let's get right to the point. That's not even what I wanted to talk about.
Dude, it's the Mixcast. This is what we do.
That is very true.
But, pretty much.
You know, today was a very special day because, well, Stone Temple Pilots made it official.
Yeah.
This morning.
My phone, I was waking up, and my phone had blown up with text messages regarding this.
Now, what was it, like 5 months ago, maybe? When did we have the guys in Stone Temple Pilots on the Mixcast? It was a while. It was back.
It was a while back.
It was when they were promoting, not the new record, but the 25th anniversary of Core.
Of Core, yeah. They didn't have their singer yet. You asked them, and they went, we're in a good place right now, and that's all they would say.
And boy, are they.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So, and then we started talking about how we have this band, Bruiser Brody, and we didn't say the band. We just said that, you know, one of our songs reminds us of an STP song from the Core era, and that geeked us out. And then all of a sudden, they just threw out the invitation, hey,
come jam.
You know, you play guitar, you play drums, that would be fun. Ha ha ha. Sure thing. I bet that's going to happen. I didn't 100%.
Well, they shared that great story about, I forget, I think it was Robert had someone go up on, so he got to go out in the crowd and hear what his rig sounded like.
Eric.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And it was Josh, Josh Fries filling for him.
So Eric got to go hear the band from the front of house mix position, and that's part of what Dean was like, man, I've never gotten to hear my rig. Of course, now he's not going to get to anyway.
Right, because if you didn't hear it this morning, we have the audio.
Yeah, and,
it's a pretty awesome moment. So just understand, I hoped that they would come through on that promise. I didn't expect it. I'm a pessimist when it comes to like really cool opportunities. I'm like, no, set the bar low, and if it happens, that's awesome. But if it doesn't happen, oh well.
There's a bar?
I know, right?
I don't even know a bar.
It's so low. It's really low.
Yeah, mine's about an inch below the topsoil. You got to dig down to get to the bar.
And so I'm like, how do you tactfully bring up something like that? It's like a weird thing to be like, hey, guys, remember when you said we could go up there and jam with you in front of thousands of people?
I hope I'm not bugging you, but I
remember. So we pick up the phone. There's Dean DeLeo. There's Jeff Gutt, the new lead singer. And before we even got to promote Pain in the Grass, Dean DeLeo brings up the fact that, well, he's like, hey, I know we're coming to town. Have you been doing your homework? And it was just like this moment, like Rev's looking at me, I'm looking at BJ, Vicky's looking at me. I'm like, what in the holy F is really happening? And here's a condensed clip of this morning's interview on BJ and Migs when all the fun stuff happens where STP makes it official and adds Glenn Cannon and Steve Migs to the band.
I want to get something clear here before we start. This is Dean. The last time we spoke, you guys were to be learning a song to come up and play. I think we're going to be up there on August 25th. Is that the date?
Yes, you guys are.
Yeah.
You can hear my voice at this moment. I'm like, holy crap, this is actually about to happen.
Steve is soiling himself.
Like, I bet this is what a woman feels like when she starts picking up on the fact that her boyfriend is proposing to her. Right?
My wife cried a little bit.
I
wasn't in happy tears. It was like, oh, God, I'm stuck.
Oh, no. I'm here.
I got to say yes
no?
to this
Where
guy.
Do I get out of it?
That blew my Where's proposal. I'll Where's share that story anyway if sometime.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have to talk about that. There we go. I was trying to find a tactful way to be like, hey, you remember when we talked?
Well, I'm going to let you know something. I'm a man of my word, and I hope you boys are spending some time in the woodshed.
Dude, how about this? So we did a big event called Live Day, and myself and Glenn, we got to perform with our band. And they're like, hey, in addition to doing your own songs, you get to pick a song that gets played on KISW to perform in front of all the listeners. So what song did we do? We did Sex Type Thing, and it was awesome.
Oh, man, nice. So who's the drummer and who's the guitar player?
All right, so Glenn's not here with us right now, but Glenn is the guitarist, and this is Steve, and I'm the drummer.
Okay. Hey, Steve. Okay, so...
Hey, Dean.
Hi, Steve.
You guys are up for it, right?
Yes. Are you?
Oh, Dean. Dean, he's been...
I'd like to apologize, but I didn't check with you before I said yes.
I'm just giggling at the fact that, you know, in just another way, I've inserted myself into a program here on KSW. I'm not on staff. I don't work here. And Steve had to straight up say, Glenn's not with the morning show right now.
Right. Like, you're out sick.
Like normally he'd be here, guys. You know, like, yeah.
One thing I've learned in life, and I feel very good about, is word economy. And I always find the quickest way to answer something without having to give the long-winded answer.
I'm like the crabs of KISW, man. You know, I just spread everywhere. Like, it started in the pubes, then it went to the back hair, now I'm in the eyebrows.
I shaved my chest, and yet these things keep coming back.
Up for this, pretty much he was five. Let's be honest.
Okay. So Glenn's going to play guitar, and Steve, you're going to play drums.
Yes.
And, okay, well, do you guys want me to stay on guitar? Do you want me to split, or should it be like double guitar assault?
Ooh. I would love for you to be on guitar because the selfish side of me, A, because it would just be incredible to share a stage with you. That would be like a, I can't even say it would be a bucket list thing because I've never thought I could put this on a bucket list. But
in a weird way, you're speaking on my behalf, and I just want to say thanks, correct answer.
I was wondering, like, is this going to be the part that divides the main
cast? Now I get to jam with Dean DeLeo. So I just want to let you know, if you were even slightly curious, well done.
Okay, yeah. Because that's also another thing.
Yeah,
I
didn't
write it by Glenn, but I felt like that was the right call.
That was the right call.
Could you imagine a picture of you, me, and him?
I mean, oh, dude.
Actually, all of us.
I'm just going to get up there. Yeah, I get to jam with Dean DeLeo now. Yeah, that's killer. That's killer.
Right.
Yeah, so like, thanks.
Could you imagine me like, yeah, we were talking about it. We'd prefer you don't play with us.
I'd really rather just show, I'd like to show your audience who has no idea who I am,
right,
how good I am at playing your song. So if you could just step out of my way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. Dude, honestly, yeah.
I felt like that was the right call.
That was the right call. I get to jam alongside Dean DeLeo now on guitar. That's, come on.
And dude, how big is that going to sound? With double guitars?
It's going to be rad.
Yeah. I'm okay with Eric Kretz sitting on my lap while I play. Or I sit on his lap.
Is he a tall guy? I don't know.
Yeah, I hope his drums are suitable to my liking.
You'll have to make it work.
Yeah. Also, selfishly, I would like to have a picture where you're on stage rocking with me so I can frame it and put it right in my living room.
Let's do it. We can get in the Mick Ronson Bowie pose if you like.
Yes. Oh, you got to get on the riser and look at me like Steve.
Yes. So why don't you stay with all the low stuff and I'll grab all the high overdub stuff.
In. Now, at this point, I was like, again.
I know what he means. That's all the, there's octave chords that fly behind the choruses. I think it starts in the first double chorus. He's going to split out and do the octave chords. The rest of it, I think, we'll do in unison, but I do some droney B and E stuff when I play it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to be like, dude, this is kind of what I do to your song.
You cool with this?
Yeah, well, I had that happen once before when I jammed with Jerry Cantrell. We were doing Rooster, and he had just had his shoulder surgery, so he wasn't playing. So I kind of play with some of the chord voicings in Rooster, and I started playing it, and he was like, hang on, man, let me show you how to play that. And I went about to be like, oh, dude, I'm doing this on purpose. You know what I mean? I was like, here, bro.
Yeah.
And I knew the right way, but of course I just sat there with a smile on my face like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And he handed it back. I'm like, got it, bro, thanks. Yeah. But I'll get with
got it, bro.
I'll be able to get with Dean now and be like, so dude, I throw in this and I do that, and it doesn't step outside of anything. It just adds some texture and body in these spots, and he'll either be like, sweet, or be like, don't do that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Either way works. Either way. Okay.
But yeah, I know exactly what he means.
Let me introduce you to my friend Jerry Cantrell. He'll show you how to play the song.
Yeah. I imagine this conversation like, man, that guy did that to my song too.
He's like, oh, you're the Glenn.
Jerry and Dean.
Jerry told me about
man,
you.
Man, we like it the way we wrote it, man.
We wrote it this way for a reason, mother effer. Well, sorry. I just like that. He's like, you take the low, I'll take the high. I'm like, he's clearly forgot that I'm the drummer.
That's okay.
And instead of saying, no, Glenn is not here with us right now. I'm the drummer. Don't forget. I was like, sure.
Word economy.
He doesn't have to explain that I'm not on staff here yet again.
Right. Like, his card doesn't work, man. His card doesn't
work. Hair Club's like, I do not want this guy on payroll, Steve. Please limit your responses.
This is fantastic. This is very, very fantastic.
And plus, I want to get that glare. Maybe like, Steve, your tempo is too fast. Let's sound. So I got to ask you guys, obviously, we'll definitely rehearse. And I'll probably bring my little metronome watch thing.
Yeah, I mean,
just put it on and have it on for the whole time at the beats per minute of sex type thing for their entire set until it's like ingrained in me.
Well, we'll get together and jam, man. You know how it is. We live when the adrenaline flows, tempo goes, and we're going to be on stage at White River Amphitheater.
That's why I want to have the watch set, so I can at least start at the right tempo.
Yeah, as a friend, I thought about you in that. I'm like, man, is Steve going to S himself and play this thing at Mach several? Or I wonder.
Suddenly, if I don't bring that that metronome watch thing, I would.
45 song.
It's like when Pearl Jam does Even Flow live. You know,
they're gonna stop them. Like, Steve, we got to start over. Slower, slower.
Although it would be pretty awesome to get the look from the DeLeo brothers. Like slow the down.
Savor it, man. Savor it.
Clearly, this drummer's on meth. All right, here's some more from that interview. Grass, August 25th. Yeah. That's going to be incredible with Alice in Chains, with The Cult, with also Bush as well. A blast. And
Glenn.
Stephen Glenn. Okay, so now here's my question.
This is awesome.
I love that they're just out there. Just they're all about it.
That's cool.
It makes me feel more excited that they're not doing this like it's a chore.
Well, yeah, it doesn't feel like an obligation.
No.
I swear, I think our interview with them, because you got to imagine, it's what's going on with your new singer? Tell us about this. You got to imagine most of your interviewers are not musicians.
Right.
And I think part of the reason we stuck out in their head is because right away it was like, dude, man, I don't want to be that guy, but can we talk about some of the guitar tones? Were you using that right. Roland CE1 chorus on that? Or, oh, no, man, actually, I only use that live for a Leslie effect. I guarantee you they hadn't been asked that question.
No.
You know, in other than like Guitar World magazine.
I would say not for a radio interview. Definitely not.
Yeah, so I think the reason you and I stuck out is you and I ended up talking to them as musicians.
Right. It was almost like, these guys.
So they were like,
way,
those guys are great.
Like, I do that wrestling podcast, Migs versus the World of Wrestling. And ever since I started taking training, I was at first reluctant to bring it up because I was like, I don't want them to think like, oh, who is this idiot trying to bro down with us? But then I one time brought it up and I was fully anticipating them. I was like, this is going to be a good comedy spot. They're going to laugh at this.
I bet they got into it.
Oh, dude. It's like all of a sudden the interview, you could tell, not all of them, but the majority of them, they get more comfortable.
Yep.
They realize they're talking to someone who understands what they do.
Exactly.
Not on their level. And same with this. Like, we're not on the level of Stone Temple Pilots, obviously, but we have done something that they love to do as well.
Yeah.
And I think there's almost a respect that you have for
it's
that
not
person.
The same old questions that these guys probably have to answer again and again and again and again.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, breath of fresh air. Yeah, man. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Oh, anyway, dude. Yeah, so, yeah. So and then this point, I think in the question, I'm trying to find a tactful way to ask, can we play Sex Type Thing?
Right.
Because I mean, we could figure out any other song, obviously, but it's the song we've already played. Feel comfortable with it. It's an easier song for us, I think, nerves wise, just to go up there and bang out, and it's a hit. I mean, it would be so much fun to do. But I'm like, well, are they gonna? You know, there's that. Are they gonna say yes to us playing one of their hits? I don't know. So here's how that went. So obviously, we worked out.
You left off the most important, guest
Steve,
appearance.
Come on, that's right. At Stephen Glenn.
That's right. I can't wait to sing for Stephen Glenn.
Jeff, you're gonna regret saying that. No, I'm kidding.
This is awesome.
So is it cool that we could play Sex Type Thing, or is there another song you want us to play?
You tell me. Is it cool?
I think Sex Type Thing would work well.
I can't even put my head around this. Like, that's the song that made me fall in love with you guys. I've been such a fan. This is going to be insane and incredible to be able to be on stage with you guys. There you go.
Yeah.
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 We'll be playing Sex Type Thing at White River Amphitheater with Stone Temple.
Which we found out in that interview, the Sex Type Thing video was shot in the legendary Rainier Brewery building.
Oh, that's right.
Good memory there.
Yeah, dude, I remember that. They were like, man, you know what's crazy is we were in town and et cetera, blah, blah, and we shot that video in that Rainier Brewery there. And yeah. So now every time I roll by that brewery, I'm like, dude, you know, I'm not remembering all the times I was wasted in that building for one reason or another. I'm like, man, those guys shot that video in there. That's cool.
It's going to be nuts, man. We're going to get to spend the day there at the White River Amphitheater. We're going to have, obviously, because I mean, I remember in the original interview, they were like, hey, come hang out with us. Come, shoot the S with us.
I hope we can do that.
Even if it's for a couple minutes, that'd be awesome.
He and I had talked about guitar geeking out, if possible. Who knows what his day is going to be like, but
There's got to be some downtime.
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine.
Well, and I would think, those guys are going to get, our day's probably going to get interesting. Those guys are going to want some kind of a sound check.
Yep.
And I would imagine we're going to get acid tested at that sound check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll have to figure out what's going on with rigs. And I got a feeling there'll be a, hey guys, here's what's up. I don't think we're going to be dealing with their handlers. We're going to end up.
Either we're going to be a part of their sound check, or they're going to be like, come on the bus and let's grab a guitar and just strum through it, and you just hit like a practice pad. I mean, I would imagine there's going to be something there for them to be like, and I know Ryan was talking after the interview. He mentioned, he's like, I'm going to track down the video footage of you guys doing it at Live Day and send it to their management. That way they could at least show the guys, hey, you're not.
How's it sound?
Well, I think we played it a while back. We sounded fine.
No, I think we played well. How's the mix is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, but it'll be a video also. So I think they'll at least be able to see, okay, these guys went up there and played our song and did a fine job at it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? At least enough to know, I don't think it matters if the sound's perfect, but I think it'll be good enough.
Gotcha.
And if I remember correctly, we played the audio of it.
It wasn't that bad.
And it was just, it was really just.
Actually, I remember thinking our audio sounded a little better than theirs because I think their audio, they had Dean buried or something.
Yeah, because we A-B'd it.
Yeah, I remember that now. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
It didn't sound bad. So I think we'll be okay. And I, obviously, it's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. And then on top of that, so obviously, Painting the Grass is on the 25th. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's going to be great. Like, we're going to have this opportunity. And I made sure with Castle was cool to bring this up because this morning we talked about some of the bands that are going to be there. But you go to the website. All the lineup isn't fully all uploaded yet. It's all going to be up. I think maybe it's already up by now. But, you know, just to get things up and running, originally it was just like the main bands. But then there's also a bunch of other bands that are going to be playing. And I'm proud to say and excited to say that not only are Glenn and I going to be performing with Stone Temple Pilots on Saturday, August 25th at Painting the Grass, Bruiser Brody is also playing on that very same day.
Oh, snap.
With... I got goosebumps already. Look at that, man. Yeah. Like, that's legit. Like, this is exciting. So it's going to be Alice in Chains, The Cult, Stone Temple Pilots,
Bush,
I'm sure other bands as well, and Bruiser Brody.
Wow.
So we are going to get to open for these bands.
We're doing Painting the Grass.
Somebody sent a text message asking that, and I'm glad I didn't break their heart because I would have been wrong. I was going to be like, man, Steve's going to be too busy to do that.
Yeah.
Nope.
What's weird, I got a text from a fellow musician last night that was literally, he was just like, hey man, I'm just curious what's involved in trying to get a stab at playing Painting the Grass.
Yeah.
Because we would love to do the gig and I didn't know what was involved. And of course, I'm sitting there going, well, actually, bro, Bruiser Brody will be performing.
Yeah, I'm sure will.
You know, and yeah. I just hipped him to some straight dope. Like, hey, man, here's what was going on when Windowpane accomplished that. This is what was going on when 10 Miles Wide accomplished that. Yeah. So this is kind of the things you need to focus on and to get yourself on the radar to the point where, you know what I mean? Because you got to have a hustle. And that's the thing with Brody is right now there's a lot of excitement and hype and energy about the project. So it makes sense.
And the timing of us already playing... I think in Castle's head, he's like, well, since you already got a couple of guys there.
Let's bring the rest down.
What about
everyone? Yeah.
Which is great because then I'll have my drumsticks there so I can use my drumsticks for when I perform with Stone Temple Pilots because, you know, it's important to have the right feel.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just looking forward to playing two full stacks again. I haven't done that in a minute.
It's going to be awesome.
I think Tony and I both did a pair of stacks each at December Studio 7.
Yeah.
We call it Michael Schenker problems because you go see Schenker play even in clubs. He's got like three stacks. And a lot of times, there's not room for all those damn Marshall stacks, so we call it Schenker problems.
Schenker problems.
I'll be like, how you doing over there, Tony? I'll be like, I got Schenker problems, which means there's not enough room between the edge of the stage and the drum riser for all his stacks. Window pane code.
Speaking of local bands, Superfect is going to be doing it on Sunday for Painting the Grass.
So nice!
That's nice!
Very well deserved and very awesome. Could be happy for those guys.
Yeah! So it is a three-day affair, then.
It is Friday. So Friday is basically metal shop. Painting the Grass.
Gotcha.
I will not be missing that.
Blades in the Grass.
Slayer is performing. It's their last tour, so this is the opportunity to see them. I've never seen Slayer. I'm finally going to get to see them. Anthrax is going to be playing. I believe Testament, one of my all-time favorite thrash metal bands I've never seen. Practice What You Preach. I'm going to get to see them. I think Lamb of God is on this bill as well, if I remember correctly. It's going to be pretty freaking dope.
Friday's heavy.
Right. So
Saturdays are rock and roll. Do you know what's going on Sunday, man?
Yeah, I got the lineups right here. So like I said, so Friday, Slayer, Lamb of God, Anthrax, Testament, Napalm Death.
Oh, my God.
So it's a very quiet night.
Bring your kids.
Originally, we were going to have that at the Chateau, but they were overbooked. So, you know, we had to go to White Bear Amphitheater.
There'll be a wine tasting at around 4 p.m.
Right. Some cheese, you know. The guys in Napalm Death will be serving you.
Dude, I would totally drink. I would do cheese and wine at that type of show. Like a little table with a white linen on it.
They can be fancy, too.
Those guys would be like, that guy rocks.
Saturday, August 25th, like we mentioned, Alice in Chains, The Cult, Stone Temple Pilots, and Bush all having the opportunity to play with Bruiser Brody. So that's very exciting for all those bands. And then on Sunday, August 26th, Avenged Sevenfold, Prophets of Rage, and 3 Days Grace.
Oh, Jesus Maramba. So then that's the day that our boys in Superfector.
Yes. More will be announced. Go to KISW.com to get all the information, tickets. Obviously, we'd love to see you guys at all the shows, but if you are planning on going on Saturday, please make it a point to get there early and get out and watch us because, you know, it's a big venue and I'm sure
we'll be cool.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be very surreal.
Are they doing the VIP tent performances
yes.
this year? So we'll get an acoustic performance in the VIP tent?
I believe that we are. I don't know what other bands are going to be doing it, but I'm pretty damn sure that us, Bruiser Brody, will be doing
it. I hope we'll get to do
yeah.
one.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, Ryan mentioned, he's like, I was like, hey, man, if you need, we'd be available for that. He goes, I will definitely take you up on that. So,
cool. Yeah. Because honestly, when Windowpane did it, what was that, year before last?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Not to say it wasn't killer to play White River Amphitheater, but my favorite part of that whole day.
That was a great time.
Was performing Unplugged in the VIP tent, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, even just hearing you guys in this. Like in this studio, yeah. do it was pretty awesome. But being able to do it, like, and see, you know, be just a couple of feet away from yeah. you guys while you're doing
with
it,
with a crowd cool. will be fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool, I might have to get one of those wood, those cajones or whatever
cajones.
They're called.
Yeah, cajones.
I might have to go
Steve's
buy
got
one
some
of
serious
those.
Cajones.
It's like this big box that if you manipulate it right and how you hit it, it sounds like a bass drum. It sounds like a little bit of a snare. It's got
oh,
like these little
wow.
But it's just this wood box.
Yeah, it's a big smooth. Box. Mm-hmm. Then, if you manipulate how you hit it,
right, mm-hmm. right, you know, you tickle it in one spot,
mm-hmm.
a little slap, a little tickle,
there's a mm-hmm. hole that you could work inside of. There is in the cajon. There's a hole. Look mm-hmm. at it. Look yeah. it up, Brad.
All right, yeah, okay. Sure. Sorry, I took it there, and I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to learn.
Where I was anyway.
I need to learn how to play the box properly with my wood.
Slapping mm-hmm. a large, smooth
slap
box.
It. My goodness.
If not, I'm just bringing my tambourine like last time in the shaker.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'll make sure Traps will be like, go to the parking lot and get your shaker.
So, man, it's going to be awesome. It's a very exciting day here at The Rock, obviously, yeah. because of Pain in the Grass. And for us, selfishly, man, we're going to get
that's
to play.
Amazing, dude.
We're
going
to play with Stone Temple Pilots. Our band is going to play.
Dude.
Mind blown.
Dude, yeah.
We're Absolutely. Opening for Alice in Chains. We're opening for Bush. We're opening for The Cult.
This is great.
I know Travis loves The Cult.
Oh, yeah. No, when I hipped him to the bill, because he called me the other night. He was just mega excited, man. He was going to come in today, but he got up super early, listened to the announcement, and went back to bed. But, yeah, he hit me up. He's like, bro, love you. Going back to bed.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I've the little car I use for Uber, I ping pong around, and like when the terrestrial stations, when you guys are on commercial,
yeah.
I'll bounce over to Lithium is the 90s station.
Right.
There's another one called Turbo, which is 90s heavy rock, and then there's Ozzy's Bone.
But Lithium is like the gold standard of yeah. of satellite radio
yeah, man.
For rock.
You know, yeah. and then I'll ping pong to Stern. Like I tend to ping pong between Stern and the men's room. I've got yeah. kind of a whole rhythm worked out.
Yeah.
That way I'm never listening to commercials. I'm sorry to all of our sponsors. But our innumerable sponsors. But no, I was listening to Lithium, and they were the guy on Lithium was straight up like, yeah, man, this is really cool because this summer, this amazing triple headlining tour is happening with Bush, Stone Temple Pilots, and The Cult.
Yes.
And I kind of was in the car like, ha.
Yeah.
When they hit here August 25th, they're going to add AAC, and Bruiser Brody's going to get to play that show. Giggle, giggle. Right. You know, man. It just put a smile on my face. You
I
know?
Mean, put yourself back as a young guy, you know, teenager.
I'm still young.
I know. As a teenager. I don't think I would have believed if like somebody came from the future and said there will be a day in 2018 where you're going to get to open for these four bands
yeah.
at the height of me being obsessed with Sonic Temple and obsessed with Alice in Chains
oh, yeah.
and obsessed with Bush's first couple of records, especially mm-hmm. that first record. Jesus.
Oh, 16 Stone was Stone. Insane.
Had, like,
every song is
top
great.
10 hits mm-hmm. on that record. There yeah. were five of them.
And yeah. honestly, they probably could have had 10 top 10 hits on that record yeah. if they wanted to at that time. It was,
absolutely.
There was not a bad song on that record. And then throw in Stone Temple Pilots. It's like, no.
Yeah, man.
No, there'll never be that chance.
Never going to happen.
And now, here we are.
It's a good day. A good day.
Didn't have to break out your AK.
No. Rev, how was your weekend at NorwestCon?
It was pretty awesome. I've now realized that I absolutely have to stop drinking.
Oh, it's one of those weekends.
Oh, yeah. It was 3 days of absolutely just getting hammered the entire weekend. And
I wasn't with him. I kind of.
Oh, you were with
I'm
me in spirit,
sad
buddy.
About this.
You were with me in spirit.
Did you host the Jell-O?
It was
wrestling.
KY Twister this time, as last year, which is funny because
no.
it which is very entertaining because I had forgotten that we did KY Twister last year. Actually, I pretty much completely forgot about last year. And so, yeah.
File deleted.
Yeah. And so, Friday night, midnight, we went up there and did a little KY. I just refereed it. A lot of fun with that.
Do you wear a shirt with stripes?
Yes. Okay. They got me one actually has Rev embroidered on it.
Do you have a whistle?
Nah, I don't need a whistle. I just yell a lot. We're in
a rape whistle.
We're in you weirdo. We're in a room smaller than this because it's a 2-bedroom suite that they get for these rooms.
What do these girls look like that engage in this?
They are great because most of them are part of a burlesque group.
Nice.
Called the Feisty Felines.
They don't mind showing their boobies.
Not at all. And it's great because they also know how to perform. So when they're doing Twister, it's a lot of grabby grabs.
Oh.
And there's plenty of times where if you know a normal Twister board, it's got four colors, the four primary colors and green. Every once in a while, hey, they're both wearing black. So I'll go left hand black. And they're each grabbing their asses, grabbing their shirts. Like if they're wearing a blue top, they're grabbing boobs.
Huh.
It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like, terrible. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the worst.
Yeah, just the worst.
Yeah. So, hung out with that. Did a lot of nerdy crap.
Yeah.
Which is just the standard, getting, you know, playing games and getting mad at people and drinking all the time.
I didn't know that was going on until it was like Saturday afternoon. I was driving and I was on the northernmost edge of town and I got pinged for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And around the corner and there stands Obi-Wan Kenobi. Straight up. And I'm like, oh, there's a con, you know?
Well, and they're probably going to a different convention
center.
Yeah, they're going to the convention weekend for SakuraCon.
Okay, that would have been great if Glenn picked him up. He's like, why didn't you like The Last Jedi?
I will say that Tawny and I watched The Last Jedi again just the other night, and it's still really disappointing.
This guy over here.
Yeah, like,
not my Jedi's, me.
Dude, I just...
Hey, my pastor agreed.
I wanted to. I was like, hey, babe, we can stream this. It's out on Redbox. We can stream it. And she's like, let's do it. And
you stream it already?
I tried. Oh, I use hack sites, man. My computer's got more sexually transmitted diseases than any computer in the world.
Are you doing that like that Fire Stick thing? Have you guys ever done that one?
I can't afford stuff like that. I use PutLocker.
I got a Chromecast.
It's a hack site. Yeah, it's a hack site. You got to run malware on your machine like every other day.
Yeah, your thing is infected, man. Don't bring your computer near me.
Oh, I'm telling you. No,
a computer has no personal information on it and have it be that.
Yeah, you need a burner computer, basically.
Yeah, I give it a physical shot of penicillin. I actually inject penicillin into the device once a week. But like, Tawny
and I got to see The Last Jedi, but we got gonorrhea from it.
Yeah, if it's out in China, Tawny and I have seen it. Nice. Anyway, Rev, I'm sorry. Continue.
So that was the anime convention that was happening.
Kurikon.
So yeah, that's like all of the that's like the essentially kind of the kids. And NorwestCon's been going on for like 41 years. This was NorwestCon 41. It's a lot of the old guard. And it's kind of on its way out.
Is it really?
It really is.
Attendance is dying?
Attendance is a little bit low. It's a really good place for all of us that have been going for over 20 years, to
you're only 26. It's cool, man.
Yeah, right. To meet up again.
Yeah, sure.
But there was at one point we were sitting at Dave's Diner down on Pacific, just sitting there by the Doubletree and looking at my buddy. It's like, you know, we could just have a house party and we could just, you know, see everybody and hang out and do all this stuff. You know, it wouldn't cost a hotel room and we could still have a lot of fun just hanging out.
Yeah, see, I blended the scenarios because there's always gorgeous cosplay chicks.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're seeing like 37 slave princess Leias. And if they're rocking that outfit, they usually have the body for it.
And insane
and
anime
so,
characters.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm picturing Rev just hosing these girls down with KY.
There's a good amount. Yeah. There's a good amount of those ones as well. But
fantastic, man.
One of the things that kind of pissed me off, though, is when we were doing it, we had to keep the back door closed, like the sliding glass door closed. So it was just a freaking sauna. And it was just nutty because apparently
The nutty.
Phrasing. Yeah, right. We're in the back wing of the DoubleTree. Like, literally, it's called the party wing. Uh-huh. And they warn you if you maybe don't know, maybe you're staying near and you needed
be aware.
You need a hotel. You know,
understand
for the
things
night.
Are going to get weird.
And it's
going to
be loud and obnoxious. Well, pilots and stewards and such will stay here for their overlays.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Some jackass decided that he was going to, they specifically wanted the fifth wing, even though they were warned. And then they were making noise complaints about the fact that, well, you know, giant parties are happening. So we had to keep the doors closed so we weren't too loud for those guys, stupid squares.
Lame.
Yeah. But at the same point, I mean, it was still insane with the wrestling.
Excellent.
Loved it.
Good. So before we get to a couple of voicemails, emails, and text messages, because I know it's getting close to almost wrap-up time because I have a 12:15, so I got to... I noticed we have a box in the studio.
Yeah!
What's going on here, Rev?
I talked with Hawk Nato, and he was going to mail this out, but the shipping costs were insane. And so I told him, hey, man, I'll pick it up for you, and I'll bring it to the guys. So this is a box of stuff. From Hawk Nato? Yeah, the only hint he gave me is that he said mom's farts one of the things.
Steve, you can open that.
Yeah,
mom's farts?
Yeah, I don't know what it all means.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we should get some music.
Oh,
some music. Go to the production library and see what kind of music we can get going on for this fine moment.
Oh, you got that thing right on the hotkeys right there, don't you?
Oh, yes. All right, let's see. Find a good one right here. Let's see.
Nice. All right, Steve.
Not wrong there.
Here we go.
Oh, he's ripping off the tape. There we go. Some nice little space tape there, I think. Very exciting.
I'm zipping something.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Here we go. I got a note first. Hey, guys. In honor of Mama's farts, we've got this game for you to play. Enjoy. Also, a bunch of goodies for you. If you have any questions about what is what, just let me know, and I'll explain. You guys rock. Much thanks and love. Mama, Dwayne, and Angie.
Ah.
Here's the reveal.
Yeah, here's the reveal. Oh, it's a game.
We have a game called...
Gas Out.
Gas Out. Now...
I do that already, thank you.
Oh, wait, let's pause the scary music.
Yeah, that sounds about me yesterday.
I'm not sure what else you do, but this is fun. Press me the number of times shown on the card you play. My pressure builds with each push. Make me fart and you're out. Last one in wins.
Oh, it's like Russian roulette for gas.
I keep losing.
Yeah, I understand that. Seriously, that was me Sunday and Monday.
Ooh. So now we're looking
through the gift pack. Candy.
It looks like a lot of candy in here.
Oh, that's...
For Easter?
I've got another...
Looks like a lot of Easter candy.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Aw.
We got a wood guitar soap holder. I would imagine that's just for you.
Is that a soap dish?
Yeah, that looks pretty tight.
There's a picture of Mama in here.
That's a cell phone pad. This is like a random...
This is a lot of random stuff.
Did you just
go through like your drawers and just say, I need to get rid of this stuff?
Is that a package of popcorn?
Yes.
It is a package of popcorn.
There's a beer koozie that says white trash on it. It's in the shape of a t-shirt. There's a Mama Hawk Nato photo in here.
Autograph. Nice.
There's dark chocolate with raspberry cream filled.
This is really random.
This is very... It's beyond random.
Hey, it's Sasquatch.
It's signed.
Signed by Sasquatch?
There's flossing.
Thanks, Hawk Nato. Thanks, Mama. Thanks, Angie.
It's just random flossers in here.
I think it's a hint, man. Maybe for me. I don't know.
I don't know. Let me check my teeth. I think I'm pretty good. I'm not going to use that, but I'm pretty good there. Mm. Yeah, I think I'm good.
Oh, here's a micro flashlight. I'm taking the micro light.
Oh, geez, that's bright. Holy crap.
Sorry, man.
God, you can see into your anus on that one.
A poop emoji. Toy.
Please. There's so much. You're still pulling stuff out.
Oh, it's still like there's a lollipop. What is this?
This is for antacid and pain relief.
Oh, nice.
That may not be bad to have.
A deck of cards.
You're still pulling things out. Oh, is that little dilly bupper not working?
You got to take out the battery.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh.
Sound effects.
I couldn't make that work earlier.
Then you got to pull out a little plasticky thing in there.
Oh, yeah. Man. Thanks, Steve.
Nice. Now we got sound effects for the mix.
Drum roll.
That's not what that sounds like to me.
No, it doesn't.
Sounds like someone killing someone with a blender.
Oh, I was going to say more like farts. Oh, there. Oh, no. Left track. Is that a burp or a frog?
Okay.
Thank you, Hawknado.
Thank you, Hawknado. Thanks, Mama. Thanks, Angie.
I'm glad we helped you clean out your drawers. Right? I'm just giving you a hard time. It's just a lot of random stuff. There's a Reese's peanut, Reese's Pieces, but they're wrapped like to look like a carrot.
Yeah. Or an anal plug.
Whoa!
Can I say that? Do you have to beep that?
No, yeah, I was fine with that.
Okay.
And now there's like a rubber taco.
A little rubber taco? Dude.
Little rubber.
I'm just waiting for the snap, and there'll be a mouse trap under all this stuff.
Nerds?
Bean Boozled.
Nerds.
Oh, this is that game.
No.
I've played this game before.
What's it called?
Bean Boozled, where you take one, and it's like either you get lucky and you get something that tastes like a lime jelly bean, or you get unlucky and you get one that tastes like lawn clippings. Or
human excrement.
So they look the same. So
flesh.
One is a Tutti Frutti, but the other one is Stinky Socks.
Ah.
The worst one was the buttered popcorn because it's either buttered popcorn or a rotten egg.
See, what, no. Why would
I don't think I want to play this game.
No. Oh, we played it. I was not happy about playing this
game. No, you
don't
seem like you were happy. Like, there's a facial expression. Did you see his face, Rap?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's fun for everyone but the person who just ate rotten socks.
Well,
thank you very much, Hawknado.
Thanks, man.
For what has to be the weirdest and most unique gift package we've ever received.
Definitely both of those descriptors.
All right, let's check our voicemails.
Oh, hey, can I make a quick announcement before we get into that?
Would you like the music still?
Are you going to get that surgery you always wanted?
Yeah, leave the music.
Do you need a drum roll?
No, but let's leave the music just because it'll make it random as hell, and I'm into random.
Yeah.
So you guys know maybe about 6 weeks ago that there was a fatal shooting at Studio 7.
Yes.
We discussed that on the cast.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of things came from that.
There's a lot of nonsense surrounding all that, and I won't get into all the details here and now today, but what I did want to tell everyone is that I have organized a Save the 7 show, basically Windowpane and the West Seattle Wrecking Crew are putting this whole thing together. It is going to be Sunday, May 6th. It's going to run from about 2 in the afternoon to about 10 at night. And we have...
Damn, bro!
Wide Only in the Wreckage, Windowpane, Bruiser Brody, Almost Human, The Kiss Tribute.
Oh, nice!
The Ozzy Osbourne Tribute, Superfecta, Casualty of God, and What Thou Wilt are confirmed.
I like What Thou Wilt.
Yeah, dude, they're great. So we've got... we'll probably lock in one or two more bands, but it'll be 8 to 10 bands. And the whole thing is basically just a huge fundraising event on May 6th to try and raise money for the legal fees, the expenses that they need to basically fight the Liquor Control Board, who's sort of trying to shut the club down. Yeah. Like I said, I will not get into the details right now of what all went on and all that nonsense. But Sunday, May 6th, there's going to be a huge show. And it's an early show, so, you know, it'll run from 2 or 3 o'clock. It'll be over by 10 o'clock. American Music is backlining the entire event. They're bringing drums, amps, the works. So everyone can get up there and just blast out a quick 30-minute set. So we're going to have 8 to 10 really killer bands. And so
spooky.
Hopefully, yeah, exactly. That's why I love the music. Was perfect. Hopefully by next week's show, we'll have the ticket link active. We'll have the lineup finalized and all that in play. But it's an important event. We're trying to save a nightclub that's been a big, important part of our Seattle music scene. It's tragic what happened there, and there's just no reason to add insult to injury. It's bad enough that what happened, it didn't happen in the club, by the way. It happened in the back VIP area, rehearsal space area, completely separate from the venue. It happened after the show ended. The promoter had their own security back there. Studio 7 really had no say in what happened. So it's just insult to injury what the liquor board's absolutely doing right to him. Mean, you're talking about taking people's livelihoods away. I mean, these are people that will not, you know, they're going to lose their home and stuff if this venue gets just shut down arbitrarily. So
it's obviously a place that has a lot of love, and we have a lot of love for them with the Mixcast, because Mixfest both times have been at
Studio 7,
and I'd imagine, fingers crossed, everything's going to be okay,
dude,
and we would have it again there next year. That's just become our home.
We're fighting for it. So all of our Mixcast listeners, especially being that Mixfest has been, you know, housed at Studio 7, this is kind of a preemptive announcement. Tickets are not even on sale yet. Well, I'm still working on finalizing the bands. By the way, you know, right now they can't serve alcohol in the venue, so there will be alcohol shuttles that are going to run people back and forth up Horton to the Siren, where they have a full bar, smoking patio, the works. About every 15 minutes, you can catch a shuttle, go get a shot and a beer, and come right back to the show.
Drunk shuttle.
Yeah, seriously.
That's hilarious.
Like, we're doing it up. So we're gonna have drinking shuttles running back and forth from the Siren right up Horton. But we really, it's a bunch of killer bands, basically on an early Sunday evening. Come out and support this event. By next week, I'm sure the ticket link will be active, and I'll be able to share more. So thank you guys for letting me throw that in real quick.
It's totally. like a save the date for a wedding. So keep May 6th open on a Sunday. I'm excited to be a part of it. I know like all the Brody guys, we jumped at the opportunity. That was the first place we ever got to play. A lot of love for that place. A lot of love for Tracy and Nicole. And I know that they're just going through an endless amount of crap right now, and they're good people with good hearts. And anything that we can do to help out is 100% on board. So May 6th, keep that day open and come celebrate and enjoy a great day of music for a great reason. And let's show a lot of love and support for those guys.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you for letting me throw that out real quick.
Not a problem, my man. All right, let's
thank you, Steve, for the amazing soundtrack for my announcement. Actually, I love this.
That thing is pretty damn awesome.
Anytime from now on, if I'm like, man, I wanted to share something real quick, I hope you cue that up.
I'll have to remember to keep it. Yeah, where is that? Oh, there it is.
Like, regardless of the news, too. Like, yeah, my entire family went down in an airplane. But, I mean, like, whatever, man.
Spooky.
Yeah.
It's called Scary Spooky Magic. Abstract and scary ambient music.
It's called Evening in Glenn's Underwear Drawer.
Oh, my.
With the sense of uncertainty and haunting theremin.
Haunting theremin? Oh, yeah, the theremin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony and I always talk about how there's my little black cat thinks there's ghosts in her stool, because every time she poos, she runs as fast as she can from the litter box.
Oh, yeah, they're lighter now. Yeah, more aerodynamic.
Yeah, dude. So we're always like, dude, her stool is haunted, man.
Let's check out a couple voicemails before we get on out of here. Thank you, Ziggy.
and Mr. Loggins.
253-271-4787 or email us at themigscast@gmail.com. Let's check out our first voicemail.
Steve and Glenn and Rev, this is Ziggy.
Oh, hi, Ziggy.
Yeah. So, Steve West, that scumbag, just crashed my comedy show.
Okay, so Steve West is part of the Hellfire Club, the team
Steve West!
That's right. I'm going to be wrestling him at Battlemania. He's one of the bad guys at 3-2-1 Battle. And apparently he crashed Ziggy's comedy show. Let's find out more. Oh, I know what happened, because I saw the pictures.
Listen.
Our buddy Emmett Montgomery, who's just an awesome dude, a very funny comic, he does a show called Weird and Awesome. I had no idea that Ziggy was a part of this. Emmett's invited me to be a guest on it, and I keep waiting for.
Imagine my
work.
Surprise that Ziggy's a part of this.
Yeah,
that just makes so much sense, man.
It makes all the sense in the world. Weird and Awesome with Emmett Montgomery is the name of the show. It's every first Sunday at the Annex Theater, which is on East Pike Street, 1100 East Pike Street. And I guess they start around like 7 or 7:30, and it's just like a variety show of weirdness. And Emmett is the host. And Emmett's a very funny guy. If you follow him on Facebook, he has some great... He's just got a very out there way of thinking. It makes sense that Ziggy and Emmett would know or work with each other in some way, shape, or form. They both got like that unique, awesome style of comedy.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Oh, sure.
So, okay. And I know that Steve West and a few other 3-2-1 Battle guys were guests on the show because Emmett's a big wrestling fan and he has been a guest commentator for 3-2-1 Battle. So it's a lot of like cross... Whatever, streaming of love.
Incestuous.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to Ziggy.
And he was going to take it over. He was going to name it after himself. But oh no, River from the Legion of Gloom showed up and did a bunch of tricks. They had a thumb wrestling match, in which case, of course, Steve West, dirty, dirty, dirty man. He won on a bad thing. I don't know. What do you call it? A trick? A dirty trick? Somebody pause this audio and
my life?
What I was going to say that sounds smart.
Not gonna.
I will resume. Anyway, and then it resorted. Finally, it culminated into a slap chop fest. In which case, Steve West tucked his itty-bitty tail between his legs, and he had to walk off the stage with his stupid hair. And the Legion of Gloom was victorious. And Steve, I will see you at Battlemania.
Dude.
Ziggy should be your hype guy.
As someone that's not a fan of wrestling, yes, Ziggy immediately needs to be hired and or interviewed at all times.
See, if I ever do become a full-time wrestler, you will be my manager.
Yes. Dude.
Yes. You will be my mouthpiece. You are the Paul Heyman of weird wrestling.
You can just stand behind him and sweat on copious amounts of cocaine.
Right?
You know?
That is like 80s era.
Yeah.
Coke-induced promo right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I would have been there for that. That must have been a blast because it was this past Sunday. It was Easter Sunday.
So this
Sunday.
Actually happened?
Yeah, I saw pictures of it. Like, and River and Steve were wearing their wrestling gear at a comedy show.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see if I can find a picture of it. But it was like, I was in tears looking at these pictures. I don't know if I'll be able to find anything this quickly. But it looked awesome, and it sounded like it went really well. And, of course, thanks to Emmett Montgomery for showing love to the 3-2-1 Battle guys. And I hope to come out to one of your shows soon. It's hard on a Sunday, obviously, but it would be really fun to be a part of his shows. He's a good dude, and the fact that Ziggy's a part of it makes me love it even more. You know? Of course Ziggy's a part of it.
Yeah, right?
Dude, Ziggy's a damn superhero anyway, man.
Rules.
Yeah.
All right, let's get one more voicemail before we have to wrap things up.
Oh, man. That voicemail thing gets me every time. Hey, Steve. Hey, Rev. Hey, Glenn. Hi. This is Shane from Rotten Shane's
Thought
Photography.
So.
I just wanted to call in and thank you for that awesome shout-out on the cast and to let Steve and Glenn know that Bruiser Brody show was amazing. That FMS concert was fantastic. It was exactly what I needed at that point in my life, you know, just to be able to focus on my art. And
that's what Bruiser Brody does. We just give people what they need.
Truth.
Women, I was just going to say, we needed it too, man.
Yeah.
It was a great night. It was just a great night.
You can see it on the stage. I watched back both videos that the Top Left TV guys did and the Hemp Films guys. And both are awesome and different, like which is really cool.
Yeah.
Like the same show, but you get two different perspectives and vibes of the performances. And I equally love both of them.
Yep.
So I highly encourage people checking out both of them. I just really dug how they both put it together. But especially I was watching like the Hemp Films one. It was a little bit more close up on some of the shots.
Yep, he had some stage cameras. And then, I loved what Top Left did where they edited out all the between song banter and just gave you the concert performance.
Yeah.
That was killer.
Yeah.
Whereas the Hemp TV...
They kept some of the banter.
They kept some of the banter. So you do get two different flavors from the two different videos that were shot.
It was awesome. Yeah. So and you could see the look on all of our faces. There were moments that everybody was really caught up in the music and in the moment and the crowd and how much... Everything about it was incredible. Let's go back to this call.
Fantastic. I'm super looking forward to seeing you guys at Tony V's and take a lot more good photos. I mean... Steve, that's the first time I've ever gotten to see you play on the drums.
Oh, man,
and
monster.
Dude, you are like freaking animal on the
You're
Muppets.
Welcome.
It's awesome to watch you play because you are 100% invested in what you're doing. Like you are not thinking about anything else, I can tell.
Nope.
And it's just fantastic to watch. And the same thing with the entire band. I mean, it was just a fantastic show. And it really shows that you guys are all really invested in your craft. And that is something that I find the most appealing about a band is when the people really love what they're doing. They're not just doing it for a paycheck. And so, man, dude, guys, keep on keeping on. That was a great show for a great cause. And I'm so glad I was there to document it. So, all right, man. Have a good day. Talk to you guys later.
That was really nice, man.
Yeah,
nice.
Shane's awesome.
Love
Your
you,
pictures
Shane.
Were awesome.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
And you nailed it, man. There's nothing going on in my head other than this is incredible.
I realized that the one time that I was able to see Peter Parker live.
Yep.
I mean, I definitely seen it with Bruiser Brody, but even with Peter Parker, it was just the first time I was like, oh, wow. Steve just goes into a whole other plane of existence.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like Shane said, laser focused on what you're doing right there, which is beating
drums.
Yeah, which is beating the hell out of the drums so much.
I always say it, I mean it. Like, when I play, I view it as a boxing match between me and those drums. Like, I'm fighting those drums.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hurt them. And then we'll shake hands and have a beer later.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's April 21st at Tony V's.
April 21st at Tony V's.
Boy, damn. We're playing with some great bands in that, too.
Who is that? We got Wyatt?
Superfecta.
Oh yeah.
And is it One Gun Shy?
Is it One Gun Shy or is it Antihero? Or no, wait, that
Antihero
shows
is a Tacoma
later.
Show in May.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's One Gun Shy.
I'm juggling so like I'm in the middle of booking 8 to 10 bands, and then I'll make that announcement later on at Windowpane's vinyl release party.
Tacoma show in May.
It'll be our first Seattle show of 2018. I'm in the middle of putting that together too.
Oh.
I have so many band names and dates in my head.
I completely was wrong with that. We're playing with Metallica that night.
And you and I are going to be sitting in so that nicely the song that you play will be steady and even in tempo and pace, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's us, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage, Superfecta, Dead Rebel Saints.
Those guys are killer, man.
Yeah,
Dead Rebel Saints are such a good band. Dude.
That's going to be a fun show over at Tony V's Garage in Everett, so be sure to come join us there. But I think, anything else going on? I think we're good.
No, man. Yeah. Love you guys. Stuff.
Love you as well. We'll be back next week.
The real question is, do we leave this random stuff around just to torture the men's room?
Yes.
Okay.
There's some candy. Give us some candy. They'll be fine with it.
I clipped that little flashlight to the mic, and well, it's just on the cradle. It's not going to hurt the mic. But I leave it?
That's a really good flashlight.
I know.
If you don't take it home, I'm keeping it. You already called dibs on it, but you leave it. I'm taking it.
Yeah, but
I called dibs on the plastic flosser thing.
Dwayne.
Why? Thank you. First of all, I hope you know that I'm not trying to be unappreciative. But why did you include a bunch of random loose plastic flossers in this box of treats?
There's also Alka-Seltzer, which just tells me he knows me.
Right.
Me too. I mean, that works for both of us there.
Yeah, dude.
Like, the only thing missing is maybe like condoms and maybe like diapers. It's the most random gift package ever. I love you for it. But why the flosser?
I'm telling you, it's a subtle hint.
We'll find out next week on a special edition of the Migscast. Stay positive.